want to take this opportunity via phone to congratulate station KDKA Pittsburgh for perpetrating the largest traffic jam in the history of the world. This, of course, being done in conjunction with the National Health Program. And I deeply appreciate the efforts of your disc jockey, Clark Reyes, and newsman Mike Levine, for his splendid coverage of this fiasco, physical fitness march. And, of course, to all the thousands of students and all the others who made the scene. I know it's swung because I was there. We were, and I were driving back from Cincinnati, and we decided to detour through the South Hill section of Pittsburgh on the way to Washington via Little Washington, PA. I believe we were out there on, I believe it was Green Tree Road when it happened. All of a sudden, no one was going anywhere. However, I did see a photographer get out of a helicopter that landed nearby, and Mike Levine informed me that it was because the chopper couldn't get off the ground with, I believe, Bill Nogatch, I believe his name was in it. Mr. Nogatch, it appeared to me, was a bit overweight. Well, he was very well-fed. He's fat is what he is. And, by the way, as near as I could tell, he ran most of the way trying to catch up to the KDKA mobile unit. Mr. Nogatch would no sooner catch up to the mobile unit than the traffic line would move again. I think you get the picture. Mr. Levine informed me that after about 12 miles of this, Mr. Nogatch came off with a double Charlie horse on both legs and a symptom of impending coronary occlusion. That was all. He was lucky. By the way, my friend Jim Schlesser will probably never be the same either. Also, I'd like to commend the Howard Johnson restaurant out there for providing the throng with K-Raisins in the parking lot. It's very nice. Also, I'd like to say something about a sign. A sign I saw that it said, next time, vote Republican, golf is easier. Now, you show me a Republican, and I'll show you a smart aleck. Once again, I'd like to congratulate the staff of KDKA Pittsburgh, and the participants on the march, the students of Pitt University, Carnegie Tech, and Duquesne University for their joint efforts in making this a spectacular success out of paralyzing the city of Pittsburgh. And by the way, this march, I'm told, ended on the campus of Washington and Jefferson out there. And, well, this is a result of a lot of Pitt, Duquesne, and Tech students together on the campus, which probably in the long run would be a very good thing. So in conclusion, I'd like to say, let's have more walking, more touch football and the like. And let's never forget the traffic jam of February 1963. Because we all found out the hard way in a situation such as that. You can't even move backward, let alone forward. Thank you very much.